celluloid elegy for Judy. The pigtailed killer of the wicked witch led Daddy's kids through Emerald City before she made it there herself, while Round John Virgin smothered the child, holy infant so tender and mild. In the silent night of Catholic childbirth, I was a starver, a server, a saint, but she was Dorothy of Yellow Brick Road, living her movie each Halloween, each aging Easter in Oz, Queen of Kansas, of Hollywood, oiling her tin man thirst, the frightened cat of her heart screaming for years a burning scarecrow, and no bucket wet enough in all of Oz until the wizard showed his sideshow hand. And you touched it, Dorothy. All polka dot and hunger, you rode his cure-all car through cheering munchkins, cheering long live Dorothy and long live our John Wayne sham and ham-boned savior, our Dodge City gambler, and now I am scared out of my baby fat. At this point, at this scene, my altar bells ring, my ghost mask falls, my shopping bag full, I cry as I cry each year at this time. Dorothy, be careful. Look out, his fingers are needles, are lightning, his floodlights are thrilling, but he's Halloween's bad candy man, dealing the cards like Tombstone Tarot, like Lash LaRue, who holds no bluff for tin can hearts, who beats out your song on his Halloween porch, a Broadway magus with musical bones. Oh, Dorothy, your straw wanted real ones. Made in Oz, yes, but not by this wizard of nightclub bubbles, this junkman wizard of trick or treat, who stole the heels from your red, red slippers each year of my movie, each day of your story in Emerald City, in Oz, on the tail end of America's fairy tale.